and they were for all the Democratic slate, but they're just a bunch of, best way I know to call them, but just junior executives, and these society gals, and they've just got them a crusade going, and they just wiped the slate clean.
What did we lose Dallas by? Do you remember in 60?
Yes, sir. You lost over 60,000 votes.
60,000 votes. Well, I got, you know, they're up there talking to me about, you remember that, about having that federal building down there and all the rest of that stuff.
Yep.
I don't know why we do anything for Dallas.
I'm telling you, they just murdered all of us.
Yeah.
But we're going to change that now. Our party's gone down. The last 6 years, I don't want to throw rocks at Price, Price Daniel. But frankly, he just let this thing go to hell.
There's
no leadership. And we saved a lot of it. I carried 205 out of the 254 counties. And they had a hate campaign going, very frankly. They were running against Cuba and against you and the vice president, and Billy Sol Estes, and it was a protest. It was a hell of a protest vote. Really wasn't on state issues, but we came out in real good shape, and everybody's tickled at that. We elected the congressman at large. We lost Slick Rutherford, but that was more or less a personal thing. Lindley Beckwith got by, and Bob Casey did, although his was fairly close.
Was Casey close?
Yeah, about 10,000 votes
out of
over 200,000. But in San Antonio, the whole slate, the only place we really got hurt was in the Midland area and in Dallas. We're going to start rebuilding this party down here. I'll tell you, it's going to be a hell of a different story in 64. They've organized now. They knew wherever vote they had. They had them on IBM cards. They knew the names, they knew the telephone numbers, and they knew the street address of every vote they had in every big city in Texas.
And
hell, they just got them out to vote. They voted as high as 85 and 90% of their strength. And we voted 60%.
That's it, isn't it? That's what's
good. I just couldn't build an organization in a year's time. See, they've been building in Dallas for 10 years since 52. Basically, we came through in real good shape, and 125,000 votes in the light of the money that they spent, the effort that they put out, was a pretty resounding victory down there. So you ought to be pleased by it.
Well, I'm glad you won, John. That's very good.
I want to come up before long and see you. I don't have any real business, but if there's anything I can do, you just let me know.
Okay, good. I'll see you soon, John.
All right. So thank you for calling.
Okay. Hello.
Hello,
Governor.
Yes, Mr. President.
God, you did pretty well. I'm glad to talk to a fellow who can carry Wisconsin.
Well, it was a tough squeeze, but we made it.
God, that was good, though, because I heard that it was going to be awful tough out there in your fight.
Well, it was tough.
But that's very good. You must be pleased, aren't you?
Well, we're very happy, of course.
Yeah, that's terrific, though.
It's always fun to win.
Yeah, I suppose Pat must be pleased, isn't he?
Oh, he's delighted. He really swept the night through.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I was delighted, John.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
And I was sorry I didn't get up there, but I'm sure you understood afterwards.
Well, I understood. In fact, at the time, I had the feeling that was nothing.
All right, okay. Well, I'll see you soon, John.
Right, okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
That's all right.
morning?
Hope you're well this morning.
Oh, very good. Fine, thanks.
Bob asked me to call and give you a report.
Right.
Give the sabotage report. Right. Give the sabotage spot.
Right.
We've taken into custody three, including the one Cuban diplomat who fortunately arrived here re-community.
Right.
He had possession, had to be forcibly detained, and Piper how to make explosive sabotage material, grenades, and also taken into custody. Also taken into custody a witness, the girlfriend of Antonio Ferro, who saw part of the material delivered.
She got contact?
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Contact, but one of the Esteban contacted and was to train them, and they in turn were to train other sabotage agents.
Yeah.
All the people on the periphery, the contacts they had that they thought they might have into this scheme were all being contacted. That's gone out.
Oh, it's been announced?
Yes, sir, just in the last few minutes.
The FBI announced it?
No, the Attorney General.
Oh, right, okay.
Right.
All right, very good.
Good.
Right.
We ought to get the statement out tomorrow.
All right.
If we can do it without anybody.
Oh, whether Mal checked it with Mal.
No. Well, I'll have him check. I'll make the check.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
Right.
Through the tape, the agreement that and I wondered if I ought to know about that he might bring up. As I read the papers, there was always the question of the feasibility of Skyfall, and that I think they feel that we've got two or three problems. First, that in the agreement, we agreed on Holy Lock, or they feel that one is for the other. It doesn't read that way, and it doesn't read that way, and it seems that they were separate decisions, but made at the same time. What's your general
thought? Well, now, of course, I'm shooting off the hip here pretty fast.
Oh, I understand.
But this is about Skyboat. So promising at that time, and the answer, sure, this is going to be the answer to all the defensive of the Soviets. And on the count of that, the name is the Stopnik.
Yeah. Remember their missile?
Oh yeah.
Remember their missile?
Oh yeah, that's right, a missile.
Yeah.
So, I think you're absolutely correct that there's this for that. As far as the base up on the Clyde was concerned, it wasn't that at all. There were two separate things that we were doing. We did, as I remember, put in the caveat that, of course, the Skyboat still proved itself.
Well, they've had these five fares. We put in about 300 million. They say
to get the 1,000 missiles. By that time, we would
more in of experimental
money. Then, if we bought the 1,000,
we'd end up with about $2.5 billion. The British would end up only planning to buy between won't end up
without any cost at all,
because find ourselves in for $2.5 billion,
or they find themselves in for just a fraction.
It's like somebody making $1,000. They just buy them at the marginal rate. Now, I'm looking over your agreement here.
With
Skyboat, in your desire to be of assistance in improving and extending the effective life
pick only to United States
Skyboat missiles minus warheads to the UK on a reimbursable basis in 1965 or thereafter. Since Skyboat is still in the early stages of development, this offer is necessarily dependent on the successful and timely completion of its development program. Sales will be without any conditions as to use, other than a general understanding today about Polaris. About the offer you're making about Polaris, for European force, and then the Scottish force, it says we welcome the assurance that in the same spirit of cooperation, the UK would be agreeable in principle to make the necessary. Well, it says in the same spirit of cooperation. So there's a slight connection.
Yes, that's right.
But of course, Tom Gates told me the other night that he had told Watkinson 2.5 years ago this thing was in some trouble, and of course we told him a year ago, that, and they've got the British out there, so they've known it's in trouble. But of course, this places Prime Minister Macmillan in a difficult position, because this means that his